You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
You know, some of the fun stuff of this show is listening to Nathan give fantasy advice to Carly. Now, Carly, is he actually helping you? I mean, is it meaningful, helpful stuff? Because he's the best in the world at this stuff.
The one time I let him set up my fantasy lineup, he didn't help me so much.
Really?
What?
Whoa.
He told me not to start Marlon Brown because he was playing against the Browns, of course.
Fair.
And then Marlon Brown got 21 points that week. So.
Did you win that week?
I still won, yes.
And what about the last 2 weeks when you had me set your lineup?
I still won.
Did you go 3-0 in both in all your leagues?
All right, then.
Yeah, so there we go.
That kind of speaks.
That was kind of hurtful. That was kind of a low blow there. That was a
no,
shot.
I'm kidding. With
I mean, you're getting this expert advice, like, you know,
it's so bad that she's asking for it again.
It's so bad that you're going through her line. I love how you also grab her smartphone and just, like, set the lineup.
That's right.
It's very
He's
good
that
stuff.
Good.
It is Cleveland Browns Daily. It is driven by Liberty Ford. And let's see, 87. Oh, what am I saying? 216. I'll give you a different
serious.
Number. 5780.
It's getting serious.
850. It is getting serious. 216-578-0850. Nathan, let's go to Frank in Akron. Hello,
let's.
Frank.
Hey, how you doing? I just want to give a shout out to the management and the coaching staff. To me, that's been one of the biggest differences in the Browns season this year, and I've been a Browns fan since '64 when they won the championship, and I'm just really excited. I think they got a real good chance to beat Cincinnati if they go down there and take care of business. And I listen to your show every day, and thanks a lot for all the information I get.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for the call. Yeah, they need to go down there and take care of business. It starts with the defense, I believe, in this game. Joe Hayden's going to hopefully contain A.J. Green. He had 7 catches, 51 yards last time. No receiver's gotten to 90 yards against Hayden. Only Jordy Nelson has scored against him all season. So, yes, that part of it is good. The real key to me, though, will be continue to get pressure on Andy Dalton, who's thrown 6 interceptions in his last 2 games, and a limit big plays to Giovanni Bernard, Tyler Eifert, Marvin Jones, Mohamed Sanu, these secondary players. Limit the big plays. Let them grind you if you want to, but limit the big plays to those guys, and let's see some improvement on third down. Let's see better than 46%. Let's do better than that, as they did in the first game when the Cincinnati Bengals were held to just 6 points offensively.
I think the bye week is really the opportunity, the game that follows the bye, to really judge the quality of a coaching staff. And to the caller's point about having faith in the coaching staff, he mentioned management as well, and feeling good about the hands that this team is in, and finally having some level of confidence with that. I think we're going to see some of that evidence. I referenced earlier about how the areas that they have worked on, such as improving the running game and so forth. I think just the overall team approach to this game, when teams come back and play well after a bye, Andy Reid is like the master, right? He's like what's his? It's a ridiculous record, 18-1. I saw the number, something like that. Counting his time in Philly, where he dominated. His teams have dominated after the bye.
Now
they're off a bye when they play the Denver Broncos at Denver, and we'll you know put that to a real test, obviously there with his Chiefs team, but they are unbeaten. But I'm referencing now with Rob Chudzinski and this coaching staff, the little things that they've been doing. And from what I can gather, it's been tremendous emphasis on what they've done wrong. So you're 4-5, and that record by itself says you've lost more than you've won, so you've done more wrong things that need to be addressed. We've highlighted the impressive performances, but the details, and one of the little things, Nathan, they've taken this, which I think is a big thing, they've taken each player and the film crew, the Browns film crew that films all the practices and games, put together these cut-ups for their iPads where they get all their video, as we do too, and they get them on their iPads. And for each individual player, it's a compilation of their bad plays. So they get to review all the plays that they've basically screwed up, and they gave them to each of these players at the start of their break. After their second practice last week, and then they had the 4-day break through the weekend to come back to stew over and study what they've done wrong. And I think that was a stroke of genius to kind of do it that way. It doesn't sound like exactly it's something that every team has done, but I think it's a smart thing for this coaching staff to do, to say, okay, here's the 20 or so plays that you messed up through the course of the first nine games.
Well, that's how you get better. Yeah. You get better by addressing and improving on your weaknesses. Your good plays are going to be good. You know what your good plays are. You've seen them. It's about addressing and improving on those bad plays, and hopefully that is what this team is going to be able to do. And I think that's very smart. I think that's good coaching. I think that there is very good coaching going on. I think that's a good tactic. I like it. I support it. And I think it's a very interesting thing to do, because some of it you're going to pick up, oh, on my bad plays, I had this technique wrong. You're going to see what are the trends in my bad plays. I remember earlier this year I went through and I looked at Joe Haden and his career, and looked at basically every big play that Joe Haden had ever given up. And one thing that I noticed from that, and in going into this season, it was true, not one of the touchdowns or big plays that Joe Haden had given up had Joe Haden contacted the receiver in the first 5 yards. Most of them came in off coverage. Now, some was man, some was zone, obviously. But when Joe Haden got his hands on a receiver and played that more physical style of coverage, he could really lock down people and control them. And we saw Patrick Peterson play that way for Horton. Haden's playing that way more this year than he did last year, which I think is one of the big reasons for his successes. So you can pick up on little things like that through that type of a film study. Now, Jordy Nelson did beat him off press coverage for a very short touchdown in the game against Green Bay, where I think that's one of the plays that only Aaron Rodgers makes, where literally throws a Velcro laser to the back shoulder that, right, even if you have perfect coverage, is still indefensible if executed properly. But those are the types of things that you can pick up on, the tendencies. You can go through and see, technique-wise, what am I doing similar in these plays that I wasn't doing in the ones I was successful. So that's very smart. And this is an opportunity, as you talked about. It's not vacation. This isn't the end of the season. This was an opportunity to learn and do so in a more relaxed, calm environment, spend some time away, but also refine and hone your skills. And I think it's going to be a very telling situation. And I think that this Browns team I'm not worried about them coming out flat or being ill-prepared. Execution in the clutch, we haven't seen them in this type of an environment in a long time. But we have seen him have success on fourth down against Baltimore in a big spot. So hopefully it'll come through. But I am, in terms of preparation, in terms of these guys knowing what they need to do to be successful, there are no doubt in my mind that the Browns will be prepared.
Exactly. And the point here I was making is that I think this coaching staff, as it has continued to show, will come through in this situation too. This is where good coaching makes the difference. This is where being on your details and not just reminding players to be on theirs, but finding the ways, like, again, these breakdowns of the plays you've messed up and study those, you know, putting the focus on that and then addressing it once they get back to practice and so forth, I think are all critical steps. You mentioned Joe Haden, and he was asked what he takes from the first Bengals game to this one.
Our focus that we had the week building up to it. We had really good practice in the film room. Everybody knew. Everybody was on their cues. Everybody really understood their offense and what was going on. And that's the same thing we got to do. Just get into the film study room and make sure when we get into the game, we start off fast. We got to start fast, and we just got to continue and try to do four quarters like we did against the Ravens.
Right into the theme of what we were talking about.
Perfect. Yeah, it was as if you knew that he might say something along those lines, Vic. But yeah, and it is great. And we talked about the significance of this game, and it is not lost on these players. Joe Haden was asked, you know, about Sunday and how big of a game it is for him and where it stacks up in his career.
Since probably my natty of Florida, national championship game in Florida.
His natty.
Yeah. This, because, you know, all the guys of Florida, man, they were all big, whatever, but this game really, really means something to the Browns. And just wanted to get us to keep going forward, just keep building. And we get this game, you know what I'm saying, we're in the driver's seat for sure.
When you have a veteran leader like Joe Haden say this is the biggest game that he's played in the NFL and bigger, you know, as big as any game he's played since his national championship at the University of Florida.
No, Natty.
The Natty, at the Natty.
I love that.
To me, Natty's a beer that I drank in college, like Natty Light. But I'll take it there, and it sounds a little more like Cincinnati. But at his national championship game, these are, at the end of the day, when you say you prepare for every game the same, we're all human beings. And when you know you have the stakes, you're going to give it, and no offense to Tom Lissor, you're going to give it 110%. Okay, yeah. You're going to go, they're going to play a little bit harder, and I'm excited to see how that translates on the field. But at the same time, the perspective is, you know, you can't change the approach from just taking it one game at a time, and Joe Haden was asked about that.
Because that's the way we approach it the first game of the season. And we went out there and we studied film and we went out there and we played and we did what we had to do. That's the same thing. If we start thinking over what it really is, a game, then that's when you start trying to do too much and people start trying to do extra. And we go about it the same way we plan, as everybody does their job, and then everything's going to work itself out. If we start thinking like, all right, man, we got to win this, and start getting all extra, we just do the same thing we've been doing. I mean, it's hard to do, you know, because this is a really important game for us. But at the same time, that's the way that we got to where we are now, just going game by game.
And that's smart. That's what we talked about, this perspective, this mindset that has been instilled from the top down, that it's win the one. And you can hear, again, we talked about galvanizing, the veteran leader stepping up, Joe Hayden certainly doing that. In hour number two, we'll continue to hear a few more from Joe Hayden, where he'll hear from the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, Jason Campbell. Hopefully talk to you, 216-578-0850, with some barks from the dog pound. You can tweet us at Browns_daily. And don't forget, around 2:15, that's an approximate, around that time, the big press conference where you will hear from the owner of the Cleveland Browns, Jimmy Haslam, the CEO of the Cleveland Browns, Joe Banner, the president of the Cleveland Browns, Alex Shiner. We will have live coverage of the press conference talking about the First Energy Stadium renovations, etc. The big announcement that comes your way right after this on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.